precious and loving God. It is amazing to us that you know us in the midst of all that is, of all that has been, and all that will be. You know us, and we are so important to you. You love us. And your love for us makes us a new person every day. So we claim that this day, God. Would you allow us not to cover that up, not to find ways to run away from it, but to simply be the person that you have created us to be, a person who is loved by you. God, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the opportunities that we have to sing together, to pray together, to hear your word preached, to come to this table, to experience baptisms and people joining the church, and to experience hearing one another's joys and hearing one another's concerns. God, we know that there are many who are ill in our midst this very day. Those who would normally be sitting here in this congregation are sitting in a chair somewhere trying to get through the pain, or in a hospital bed where they don't want to be. God, we pray that you would be with them. We pray a special prayer for them. We thank you for her beautiful, beautiful sense of humor and what she is teaching us. We want so badly to help her, but my goodness, she is helping us so much to see that all is well in the midst of the hardest of times, because you are God, not because of anything that we do, but because of you. Thank you for her sweet spirit. Thank you for bringing her into this place. God, we pray for him as he struggles with this time of feeling bad, of having to be away from his home in a hospital. Would you calm him, give him peace, help him to understand what is happening and to be able to relax and rest and heal and come home soon. And we pray the same prayer for Julie as she is in this period of rehabilitation. Oh God, you know that sometimes Julie can be a little bit cantankerous. And so what we pray is that she would be able to just set that aside and know that everything that is being required of her and done for her is for her good. Be with her family, be with Martha, with all those who care for her, and bring her home safely to us. God, we pray for Jesus. We know this is a time that's a surprise. They weren't expecting it, but they're prepared for it because they know you. And they have wonderful doctors and nurses and people who are walking with them through this. And we claim and know that all will be well. We thank you for his healing. And we pray for strength as they go through this time of treatment and all that lies ahead of them. May they learn about themselves and learn about others, but mostly learn about you. And for Greg, we pray, as he struggles with pain this day, we pray that you would just give him patience, 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 as he wants to be up and running around. May he know how deeply he is loved, not only by you, but by everyone here and everyone who knows him. We pray that as she comes through this time of back pain and all that goes with that, you know our hearts. You know there are people who we have not mentioned who are so deeply in our hearts right now, and we just lift them up to you, knowing that we can't do anything, but that you can, because you are God. And you have never let us down before, and you are never going to let us down anytime. So we thank you. We pray for this world. So many are struggling with having lived through floods and rains and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and all the things that nature can bring, and sometimes nature is stronger than what we have built with our hands. And so we pray that you would be with all those who have lost homes, who have lost lives, who have lost family. We pray for all those in Morocco. Oh God, just give them a supernatural strength they have never expected. Because you're God and you're with us. even in the very worst of times. But in this time of worship, the very best of times, we thank you too. Be with us. May we sing joyfully. May we open our hearts to you. May we hear something that we've not heard about you before. May we be transformed. May we be more like Jesus. And it is in his name that we pray, the one who taught us to pray so very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.